Join us as we celebrate our 100th podcast episode. Thank you to the thousands of our loyal listeners on Spotify, Noster, Fountain, Noster.build, Apple iTunes, who tuned in, zapped sats, and supported us with value for value these past two seasons. Shout out to Mickey, Bitcoin Sandy, Nosehole, Dimitri at Wondercraft, and all of our coffee chain pleb amigos on Noster and everywhere else on the interwebs. We look forward to bringing you even better Bitcoin and other great content in 2025 and wish you and your family the best this holiday season and on into the new year.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Bitcoin
Street Journal podcast. I'm your host, Anna, and today we've got a packed show filled with major developments, jaw-dropping moves, and a whole lot of Bitcoin-related drama. Whether you're a crypto enthusiast, a financial analyst, or just someone trying to stay ahead of the curve in the world of digital assets, you're in the right place. Today, we're going to dive deep into some truly groundbreaking news. Metaplanet has just issued 4.5 billion yen, or roughly $29 million, in bonds to accelerate its Bitcoin purchases, moving up its original 2025 timeline. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've also got updates on SEC Commissioner Caroline Crenshaw's non-renomination, a major shift in Bitcoin ETF holdings, and the latest market drama as Bitcoin hits new all-time highs. So sit tight as we break it all down. You won't want to miss this. Metaplanet makes a bold bet, accelerating Bitcoin acquisitions with a bond issuance. Let's start with the big headline out of Japan. Metaplanet, a prominent tech conglomerate, has just issued 4.5 billion yen, $29 million, in bonds. But it's not just any typical corporate bond issuance. This is part of a larger strategy to accelerate its Bitcoin purchases, a plan that was originally scheduled for 2025. So why is this important? Well, this move signals that Metaplanet is seriously betting on Bitcoin's future, and they're not waiting around for 2025 to roll around. With Bitcoin trading around its all-time high of $108,000, Metaplanet clearly believes that the time to buy is now. But here's the kicker. These bonds will be redeemed with proceeds from the company's moving strike warrants, which are set to be exercised soon. For those of you unfamiliar with moving strike warrants, they're essentially financial instruments that allow Metaplanet to lock in favorable terms to acquire Bitcoin at a future date, making this bond issuance essentially a preemptive move to take advantage of those future gains. What's next? The option for more bonds? But wait, there's more. Metaplanet has also included the option to issue an additional 5 billion yen, $32 million, in bonds, which could further ramp up their Bitcoin acquisitions in the coming months. This gives them flexibility to buy even more Bitcoin, further cementing their position as a major player in the crypto world. For those watching closely, this is just another indication of how corporations are increasingly adopting Bitcoin as part of their treasury strategy. And when you combine this with the growing number of Bitcoin ETFs holding more than 1.3 million BTC globally, it's clear that the world is shifting toward a Bitcoin-first mentality. MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor, the Bitcoin advocate who won't back down. As Metaplanet makes its big move, we can't talk about Bitcoin's institutional adoption without mentioning Michael Saylor and his company, MicroStrategy. Saylor has been one of the most vocal and consistent advocates for Bitcoin, and his latest comments are absolutely golden. In a viral moment that's now being dubbed the Thug Life mic drop, Saylor made it clear that he's tired of hearing accusations that MicroStrategy is running a Ponzi scheme because of its massive Bitcoin holdings. To those who've been critical of MicroStrategy's Bitcoin strategy, Saylor had a simple response. If holding Bitcoin is a Ponzi, then I'll take it. This quote has gone viral across social media platforms, and it's a perfect example of Saylor's unshakable confidence in Bitcoin's long-term value. Over the years, MicroStrategy has amassed more than 158,000 BTC, worth billions of dollars at today's prices. And despite the volatility and market corrections, Saylor remains steadfast in his belief that Bitcoin is a superior store of value. For all the haters out there, this moment is a reminder that Saylor and MicroStrategy are here to stay, and they'll continue to hold the line for Bitcoin no matter what critics say. Breaking news, SEC Commissioner Caroline Crenshaw will not be renominated. Shifting gears to Washington, we've got some huge news coming out of the SEC. Caroline Crenshaw, the SEC Commissioner, known for her anti-Bitcoin stance, will not be renominated to her position after the Senate Banking Committee canceled her confirmation vote. Crenshaw has been one of the most vocal critics of Bitcoin ETFs, consistently voting against the approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs. Her stance has put her at odds with a growing chorus of Bitcoin advocates who argue that spot Bitcoin ETFs are essential for attracting more institutional investors to the market. This move could signal a shift in the SEC's approach to Bitcoin and crypto regulation, especially as other commissioners like Hester Pierce and Gary Gensler have shown more favorable stances toward crypto. With Crenshaw out of the picture, there's a growing hope that the SEC will be more open to approving Bitcoin ETFs in the near future, which could lead to even more institutional adoption.
The global Bitcoin ETF surge, 1.3 million BTC and counting.
Speaking of Bitcoin ETFs, let's take a quick look at the state of global Bitcoin ETFs. Currently, global Bitcoin ETFs hold more than 1.3 million BTC, or approximately 5.5% of the total Bitcoin supply. And what's even more staggering is that these ETFs have only been around for less than a year. This growing institutional interest in Bitcoin is a sign of the asset's increasing mainstream adoption. As more institutions and retail investors flock to these ETFs as a way to gain exposure to Bitcoin without having to actually buy or store the asset, we're likely to see this trend continue to grow. The more Bitcoin gets absorbed by institutions, the less available supply there is on the open market, which could have significant effects on price stability in the long run. Mt. Gox trustee moves $172 million in Bitcoin. What does this mean for the market? In other news, Mt. Gox, the infamous Japanese exchange that went bankrupt back in 2014, has moved a staggering $172 million worth of Bitcoin, 1,619 BTC, to new wallets. While the market initially braced for some volatility, Bitcoin has remained relatively stable, even as the movement of such a large amount of Bitcoin raises questions about what's next for the remaining Mt. Gox holdings. Mt. Gox still controls 37,700 BTC, worth around $4 billion. And while no one knows exactly when these funds will be released or whether they will be sold, the market has shown resilience. Bitcoin's current price surge to $108,000 indicates that the broader market remains optimistic, despite these large movements. International Bitcoin advocacy political figures speak out. Looking globally, Bitcoin advocates are continuing to emerge from surprising places. In France, Sarah Canafo, a representative to the European Parliament, recently gave an impassioned speech against central bank digital currencies, CBDCs, and in favor of a Bitcoin strategic reserve. Canafo argued that Europe should embrace Bitcoin as a means to protect financial sovereignty, rather than succumbing to the control of CBDCs. This sentiment is echoed by political figures across the globe, including Fadi El-Salamin, a Palestinian activist who recently explained how Bitcoin is helping save lives in regions with limited access to traditional banking. El-Salamin argues that Bitcoin could one day become the primary or even only currency in places like Palestine, where there is no central bank or national currency.
Ohio and Wyoming push for Bitcoin reserves.
Back in the US, Bitcoin is making waves in state politics. In Ohio, Representative Derek Marin has introduced House Bill 703, which would establish a state Bitcoin reserve. The bill proposes that the state treasurer be granted the authority to buy Bitcoin, creating a state-level fund for the digital asset. If passed, Ohio could become one of the first states to officially back Bitcoin as part of its treasury strategy. Meanwhile, Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis has been outspoken about her belief that 2025 will be the pivotal year for Bitcoin and digital assets. Lummis, who has long been a champion of Bitcoin, is working closely with crypto czar David Sacks to push for pro-Bitcoin legislation. If successful, 2025 could be the year that Bitcoin achieves even greater mainstream recognition and adoption in the US.
Conclusion: the Bitcoin movement is just getting started.
There's no doubt about it. Bitcoin is on the move. Whether it's Metaplanet's bold bond issuance to accelerate Bitcoin purchases, MicroStrategy's unshakable commitment to its Bitcoin strategy, or the growing political support for Bitcoin reserves, we're seeing a massive shift toward Bitcoin in the mainstream financial world. So what's next? Will we see more institutions follow Metaplanet's lead and start using bonds to accelerate Bitcoin acquisitions? Will the SEC finally approve spot Bitcoin ETFs? And will states like Ohio and Wyoming continue to lead the way with Bitcoin-friendly legislation? As always, we'll be here to bring you the latest updates. So stay tuned, stay informed, and remember, Bitcoin is just getting started. Thank you for joining me on today's episode of the Bitcoin Street Journal podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your fellow Bitcoin enthusiasts. Until next time, I'm Anna, signing off. Stay safe and keep stacking those SATs. Anna. Before we wrap up today's podcast, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the incredible momentum we're seeing in the Bitcoin world. Whether it's institutional adoption, political shifts, or the growing enthusiasm of individual Bitcoin holders, it's clear that we are at the crossroads of something massive. A quick reminder, if you're just starting your Bitcoin journey or you're a seasoned pro, the most important thing is to stay informed. And let's be real, there's no shortage of news. Just last week, Bitcoin hit an all-time high, and it's easy to see how volatile this space can be. So don't forget, always do your own research, stay grounded, and never let the price swings get to your head. Speaking of which, if you want to catch up on any of the news we covered today, make sure to visit the Bitcoin Street Journal website for detailed articles and updates. We've got everything from Mt. Gox moving its Bitcoin to updates on the latest political figures backing Bitcoin over CBDCs. You won't want to miss out on these developments. Trust me, it's a wild ride. Before we go, here's a quick preview of next week's episode. We'll be covering the latest with Bitcoin's price and whether we could see Bitcoin's market cap hit trillions in the near future. We'll also dive into some of the best and worst Bitcoin-related legislation coming out of Capitol Hill and what it means for the future of the crypto space. And stay tuned. We've got a special guest lined up who will be sharing their expert insights on Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation. You won't want to miss it. And of course, don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Nostr, Primal, and Nostr.build, where we'll be posting real-time updates, exclusive content, and more. As we close, I just want to thank you all again for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to take you through some of the most exciting developments in the Bitcoin space. Remember, Bitcoin is more than just an asset. It's a movement, and we're just getting started. Until next time, keep stacking those sats, stay curious, and always, always stay humble. Anna. I'm Anna, and you've been listening to the Bitcoin Street Journal podcast. See you next time. Stay safe out there, and remember, in the world of Bitcoin, the future is now.
The Bitcoin Street Journal podcast is a production of the Bitcoin Media Group. See 2024 Bitcoin Street Journal, all rights reserved.